It's Tuesday, and welcome to Tiltcast Shorts, the new show that knows why Ubisoft games aren't making it. I'm Nas.
I'm Jason.
I'm Rusty. Oh, yeah. Boy.
Yeah.
I've been waiting for this. Honestly.
Really? Like, let's start with this. What's the last Ubisoft game you played?
Oh, God. Honestly, I can tell you that the last Ubisoft game I had installed was the Division 2,
right?
Yep, Division 2.
Yeah, Assassin's Creed Origins for me.
Yep.
That one was pretty good.
And
it's been a while, though.
I like Division, the Division and the Division 2. I liked it. I'm not a big fan of like the PvP extraction, like Dark Zone areas, but it had its things. So,
oh, that was 2017, though. It's 2026. Yeah,
that is very true. That is very true. Now, I'll tell you. So, the news for this is Ubisoft has had they're going through a pretty major restructuring now. I believe what we've been saying about Ubisoft is finally catching up to them. Lack of innovation in their gameplay and their, overall model. Considering if you think of an Ubisoft game, you basically already know what kind of game you're going to be playing before you even pick up a controller. That kind of lack of innovation is finally catching up to them, to the point where they have canceled six games and delayed seven additional games. The cancellations include games that haven't been announced yet, but one of them that has been announced was the Prince of Persia: Sands of Time remake, which has been kind of like yo-yoing in the background for ages. It's going to come, and it's not going to come. It's coming, not coming. No, it's definitely not coming anymore, guys. And that's a pretty big deal, because they put money into that. And outright cancel six games. I mean, five of them, I think we don't even know what the IPs were or how far along in their development. Shit canning six games completely is a big move, because that kind of tells me the company was not willing to put any more money into them or risk losing any additional money on them. And then the game delays, one of the game delays that, is potentially Assassin's Creed Black Flag remake, which had been kind of rumored and hinted about over a period of time. But they just need to, they're delaying them to improve the quality to meet enhanced quality benchmarks, is what the quote says. Realistically, this has been a long time coming, and it's unfortunate that, this is happening, because obviously it has an effect on developers and actual people who work on the stuff. That's always the bad part, is that this also comes with downsizing, cost cutting, people losing jobs, studios. There was two studios that were, that closed their doors because of it. Lots of shits, hitting the fan here. The announcement was taken about as well as you could imagine. Stock price plummeted 34% in a single day, hitting its lowest point since 2011. Which is a long, it's a big drop. I mean, it's one third of your company gone in a day. Holy crap. Oh, all right. Well, I mean, it's pretty big. So the idea here is Ubisoft has got to basically go right back to the drawing board and figure out exactly what they need to do to be successful as a, you know, as a publisher and, you know, game development, like, powerhouse, right? And the way that they're going to go about this is they're going to break up what's left of their portfolios to include different creative houses. And we've seen this with other companies as, you know, as well, where they like section off portions of the company and be like, you focus on this, you focus on this, you focus on this. And that can be successful, where you have more dedicated folks with a mindset to hit the goals of that kind of genre or whatever game, you know, whatever games that those studios or those creative units actually do. You see that in Square Enix to mixed success. They've got different development units for things. They did it with the Call of Duty franchise. It's, you know, at a, at some point, Infinity Ward and, Treyarch, you know, kind of trading off on the, you know, Call of Duty franchise. Honestly, probably one of the best things they could have done early on. It's kind of homogenized since then, but, you know, Modern Warfare and then Black Ops did keep things fresh for a couple of years. but
sort of
in Ubisoft's news, they're going to have something, you know, a creative unit for their core IPs like Assassin's Creed, Far Cry, like Rainbow Six. So they're, you know, they're sectioning these things off as live service games, shooters, narrative games, and then casual family games. Things like live service, we're going to see like, you know, Skull and Bones and, you know, and I imagine like, your Division style games, those live service style games, right? Shooters, actually shooters fall under, the Division in this. Like, so basically anything that could have been like Tom Clancy-ish. Remember him?
I remember that guy.
Then there's the narrative driven games, you know, or, you know, like Beyond Good and Evil, which haven't heard fuck all from about for a long fucking time.
I don't think it's ever coming out, and I don't really give a shit at this point.
Right. Well, it had a, you know, that is, yeah, that is, that's wishware at this point, I think. But yeah, they're going to have that. And of course there's, you know, their casual family. They do still do, mobile style games and, you know, and casual, you know, casual games, smaller games as well. And you have a bunch of little, you know, littler, you know, devs working on that type of thing. Thing is that they have to break that stuff off, and I have to challenge them and, you know, and go a little further here. Like, this is good in a way. Like, don't get me wrong, sucks that people are losing jobs, but Ubisoft had this shit coming for a long ass time. They could not continue with what they had been doing, and they were rapidly losing relevance in gaming space. When I can say that a game is very Ubisoft, and you know exactly what I'm talking about. That is
towers, all the towers.
Yep, that's that is not a good place to be. So it's good that they've, you know, that they've kind of broken up their strategy. Now I challenge them to innovate. They have got to get new thinkers in there to innovate on those core IPs that they know that they could still make money off of and be able to do things with, you know, with the, you know, like the shooter space. You know, I can't remember, like, none of the Ghost Recons really, you know, were anything that I wanted to play. the Division very quickly became Bullet Sponge Simulator. Now, I do see that they did some things to fix that and added a realistic mode to the Division 2 where headshots count, which gives it a little bit more of a skill thing. It's not headshots are just crits, but headshots actually can be like one-shot kills, which that's interesting. I haven't played around with it. I just saw it. But it means that they're listening and possibly making changes that could make big moves or big plays with their IPs. And that has to happen. That's got to happen. Now, I don't know. Were you looking forward to playing any of this, anything specifically Ubisoft? Like,
no.
Was this, was Prince of Persia on your radar?
No. Like, honestly.
No, because I never believed it happened.
Yeah, well, Prince of Persia has been a dead IP, more or less, aside from the goofy-ass side-scroller game they had. Right? Like, Prince of Persia is from our youth, right? Prince of Persia happened when we were teenagers, and we're not anywhere close to teenagers nowadays.
I remember very fondly playing Prince of Persia Sands of Time on the GameCube.
Right, the GameCube, a 90s console.
I get it, but, I mean...
Learn your target market. Like all of this really old nostalgia. Here's what happens. I'd say 80% of people our age have too many responsibilities to dive into gaming. Right? And then there are people that are like hardcore hobbyists like we are that do dive into that stuff and we don't waste our time with bullshit. Right? Nostalgia is not enough to sell me on a game anymore. It used to be. Now it's not. I need good gameplay.
I need good gameplay that respects my time. And a lot of the stuff that I saw from Ubisoft.
Ubisoft has turned into a company that wants you to, whatever it's Ubisoft Plus or whatever, they want you to be on there perpetually, which means that you do a lot of bullshit tasks in their games.
Right.
And that's what I'm against, is it's exactly what you said. It doesn't respect your time to keep you on that monthly subscription fee. So if you're playing Assassin's Creed, you're doing a bunch of bullshit tasks and not like, sure, maybe some of the game is really fun, but there's a lot of bullshit tasks that just dive into that weird part of your brain that says it has to finish everything. And once you break that mentality, like all the Ubi games just like piss you off. Right?
Yeah.
So there's a difference between like your daily quests and some of the stuff that Ubi's doing. Like Ubi basically throws meaningless daily quests at you just so that you can get there. I mean, some of them are, some of the, like the collect-a-thon shit that you see in Ubisoft or like get all the towers or in
I don't have a desire to do that anymore.
In Assassin's Creed, it was the Ezio's Feathers, I think it was.
Yeah.
Where you have to pick up literally every single one of them and they're hidden everywhere. And you get like a minor reward for it. Like it was memed on by, Zelda, honestly, because Zelda did something very similar with the seeds. But you didn't have to get all of the seeds to progress.
Yeah, but
in fact, if you got all of the seeds, you ended up getting a giant golden seed that looked like a turd.
Yeah, oh. I started to say they even had the Karuxi character literally meme on it not being a requirement.
Yes. I mean, you needed to do some of it. You could do more of it if you wanted a little bit more of an advantage, but after a while it was like, you got an additional weapon slot every so often, and then once you got the last one, you got a big golden, turd seed, and that was about it.
Just like, yay.
Right. It needs to change, and Ubisoft needed change. It's just generally, you see those change incrementally instead of like, you know, 1% more than 1/3 of your company is gone in a night, you know. So it's it's a kick in the balls for Ubisoft, but it's, and it should also wake people up. It should, this should be a cautionary tale for other large studios or large production houses that have, you know, floundering studios and be like, hey, look, we don't want to do this all at once. Let's make incremental, meaningful, innovative changes to how we, you know, produce our games so that we don't have an Ubisoft happen. Because that is, it's massive. But I have been calling this shit for years, so I kind of knew it was coming. I just didn't know it was going to come all at once or overnight. So, what do you guys think? What's your favorite Ubisoft game, and what is one good innovation that you would love to see them do with their, with their games? Let us know in the comments.
Yeah. Where can you find us, Jason?
Find us at tiltcast.com. Find us on Facebook and twitter.com/tiltcast. This YouTube channel, youtube.com/realtiltcastshorts. Search for both these short news episodes and our full length podcast on iTunes and Spotify. Subscribe.
Adios. Peace.